Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46, 14 before 8. During the Super Bowl, Las Vegas is going to unveil a new slogan. Currently, it's "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." They're coming out with something new, and I was asking if New Orleans had a slogan, and people are texting in saying "the city that care forgot." Other people are texting in saying "hide your kid, hide your wife, lock your car." I was looking for some serious slogans that you might. You say, like, try not to get shot, try not to get robbed. Really, you think that would be a good slogan? Give me some real slogans that would be good to brand the city, to position it to the nation. Arthur Hardy joins us now, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. How you doing, Arthur?
I'm good. Wasn't it Ray Nagin who said murder was our brand?
Did he?
He did.
Now I think he's saying, when do I get out?
Yeah, I think so. To me, it's the city that care forgot. I mean, we've always done that. And Mardi Gras is the greatest free show on earth, right?
Yeah, how was the off season for you?
There is no off season. You know that. We work every day. It seems like 24/7, especially now. But life is good. I started something new. I didn't even know what this was 2 months ago. A vlog. You know what that is? It's
a video vlog. Yeah.
I mean, what do I know? But we started on YouTube and getting some good reaction, little historical vignettes on Mardi Gras, and we're going to start doing daily posts as the parades get closer. So if anybody's interested, go to YouTube, Arthur Hardy's Guide to Mardi Gras. Some fun stuff. Looks back at Louis Armstrong was king of Zulu and the room in which the first Comus parade was found. Anyway, some fun stuff. But that's not what you want to talk about.
But I'm going to do something at 8 o'clock, Facebook Live, which I do occasionally, and I've renamed it, rebranded it, if you will, the Squirmy Show. Because I am very uncomfortable in front of a camera. And I have to do these things, so I invite you to join us on Facebook Live at 8 o'clock, and I'll be taking suggestions today on how to make the presentation better.
That's right. Weren't you the guy who said you had a great face for radio?
I do. I have a great face for radio. I don't like being on any camera. I don't photograph well. I don't like having my picture taken. That being said, I wouldn't mind being I wouldn't mind being caricatured on the front of a float.
There you go. How about that?
Tell me about the changes in Mardi Gras when we come back. In the meantime, we got a minute left. Tell me about the guide this year.
Well, it's the biggest one we've ever done, and we're printed almost 100,000 copies this year. So really happy with it. All the stuff you need to know. The four map changes are, of course, on our website, MardiGrasGuide.com. We talk about that when we get back. But just a lot of, I think, interesting features, and did a whole section on Mardi Gras around the state, 20 pages. Tommy, I learned some things this year about Mardi Gras and other parishes I'd never known about, and I think it's some pretty cool stuff.
You can share some of that when we come back. But, Arthur, sure. There's nothing wrong with saying you took a little bit of time off. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you can say, I took a week and I went to Butte, Montana. Or you can say that. It's okay. You don't have to. You took no time off. You took no time off.
No, I did. I went to Norway to visit my daughter.
No, you went to Norway. He took no time off, but he went to Norway.
Let me finish. Getting off the plane, my wife fell and broke her leg into emergency surgery. That was no vacation.
In Norway?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened. I really am. You know, with all this virus stuff, I'm thinking about flying to Atlanta just to get a checkup. We'll be right back with Arthur Hardy right now. We check traffic on WWL. 6:54, Tommy Tucker talking to Arthur Hardy. The big day itself, Fat Tuesday, 1 month away from tomorrow.
Right.
Tell me about, what did you want to tell me about, Arthur? The floor, the airwaves are yours. Tell me whatever you want.
Well, you know, the news the last couple of days, at least in my office, the amount of calls we're getting is the late announcement of changes in the ends of the routes of Bacchus and Orpheus, mm-hmm. that they're not going to go down Calliope, but will turn on Julia. And that affects a lot of people. And I'm quite sure the NLPD has a good reason for doing it. The question is, why now? What do we know now we didn't know 2 months ago? It doesn't just affect the maps in our magazine, which, again, we have updates on our website, monticlarguide.com, but the businesses, the people who live down there, who work down there, shouldn't find out a month out that the parade either isn't going to be on the street we were told it is, or it's going to be on a new street. You know, some people are happy, some people are mad.
And what parades are you talking about? All of them? Or?
No. Bacchus and Orpheus, the two big super crews that travel on there. Of course, Endymion's route has changed, too. We can talk about that. But it's just the ends of these parades, about the last, you know, maybe half a mile or so. But it does affect a lot of people. And it's not the fact that they're changed, but when we learned of the change. So hopefully it won't disrupt too many lives. But, you know, why didn't we know about this earlier is the question I'm being asked, and I don't know the answer.
I'm not trying to diminish any other parade. Endymion is one of those that, you know, it is a yearly tradition for a lot of families. And
yep.
for some of them, their regular spot ain't going to be there no more.
Yeah, and that's sad, but they have no choice. I mean, the crew has no choice.
No, I understand.
This isn't on the crew or the city.
Right.
They've got to move around the Hard Rock construction site collapse, and they will. And you know, those new routes have been published. But I've gotten some complaints from visitors about that. Hey, I bought a hotel room with a mm-hmm. package and a reviewing stand, and now it's not going to happen. What do I do? And what can you tell people? You know, this is nothing anyone wanted to happen. But my biggest, I guess, happy moment is that Endymion is going to be in Mid-City. There were rumors all over town that they were going to be moved uptown, which would be a disaster for Mid-City. I mean, there are businesses and people who buy homes to be on that route, and it's one of the biggest days in the year, the biggest day.
Happened only one time after Katrina, right, Arthur?
Oh, it's happened a couple of times.
Okay.
They've had to move uptown. But you know, for reasons beyond their control, but there are Mid-City parade. They don't belong anyplace but there. So the good news is Mid-City has been saved. The bad news is that will not be on parts of Canal Street and St. Charles that they would have been for years.
Nor going to the Dome,
and that too is just not a bad thing. It's just happened before. But they belong in the Dome. But you hear again, for the Dome to be retrofitted or whatever they're doing to make it more attractive for the future Super Bowls, they got to do some construction. They've already started. So it's going to work. Look, it's Mardi Gras. We always adjust. You know, we always make it happen. But it doesn't mean there's not some impact, because there is.
All right, we're going to talk to you more as we get closer. We just want to make sure you weren't mad at us and that you would still talk to us.
Are you kidding? You know, I've been doing previews on WWL Radio since 1986, parade previews. That's a long time.
I wasn't even born.
Oh, come now.
Thank you, Arthur. I will go on that note.
Thanks,
tell me about the website, your website quickly.
MardiGrasGuide.com. And on YouTube, just search for Arthur Hardy's Guide to Mardi Gras. And some fun stuff up there. We want input. Tell us what you'd like to see.
Thank you, sir. As a matter of fact, we're going to get some input with the Squirm Show coming up at 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.